Buzzum Selector on 95BFM.
Morena, who ya?
Buzzum Selector.
Buzzum Selector.
I love that intro.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Well, welcome to Buzzum Selector. Most of you listeners will recognise who he is, dulcet tones from Friday Morning Glory.
Yes, 10 to 12 on Friday mornings. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah. I woke up about 2 hours ago, so I'm alive.
Nice one.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. I want to talk a little bit about, you've brought some tunes in for us, so I want to talk about those. I also want to talk about what stuff you play on the show, but I thought maybe you could give us the gorgeous backstory of how you got involved at B.
Yeah.
And the particular specialness of doing Friday Morning Glory for you.
Yes, of course. I mean, yeah, Friday Morning Glory is like the show that I could have ever only dreamed of, because I started coming into BFM via, the first time I ever actually came in here was for a To The Front workshop,
which
was like Pathways, like create a show sort of thing. And I was like, this is really cool. This is really, really fun. I'd grown up with BFM my whole life, so it was like not a new thing. But then I started doing Gateway at school, and it felt like a cheat code, like leaving on Fridays on a school day to come and hang out at a radio station, just like sort through records was like, I felt like I was winning at life, and definitely was.
Yeah. And also, I think when I met you, I was like, this might be the coolest teenager I've ever met in my life.
I wish I was this cool when I was a teenager.
Thank you. Yay. I just like honestly didn't want to leave after that, because it just got so comfortable. I was like, this is a family. And from that as well, I'm in a band myself called Group Chat, and
Group Chat.
Yeah. Group Chat. And thanks, guys. And we came on for Fancy New Band, which is a segment that I now host on Friday Morning Glory, which is just a complete full circle. Like, I really love it, because being able to have done that and then welcome in bands now as the host, it's like a nice way of like, I get you. Like, I get how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Scary, but so exciting. And like, it's just such a cool thing, Fancy New Band. I love it.
I also feel like I really love hearing you cordial with these like younger new bands come in, because you see one another and like you're in the same scene outside of B as well. So a lot of the time it's like your mates coming up.
Yeah, it's like, hi.
Yeah, so it's like a real cute reunion. But then also it's like, you know, no matter what level people are at, or, you know, how much they've released or blah, 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 because like none of that stuff really matters. There's just like a mutual respect and appreciation. And I feel like you're real good at just being like, this is like, these bands belong here and are supposed to be here.
100%. Yeah, I love it. And this space is just so good for nourishing that. Like,
nourishing, what a good word.
Yeah, I love the word nourish.
This is the nourishment zone.
Nourishment zone. Yeah.
If ever you're feeling like soulfully bankrupt, you just come up here.
Nourish station.
Nourish FM.
No, but exactly. I mean, like, I have so many friends who are in bands, and it's just really amazing to be able to have like a place where I can help them as well. Like, give them a bit of a voice and stuff, and like, yeah, always scoping out new people, and then I meet more friends. It's just like a great like circle. Sometimes I'm like, oh yay, I'm just getting played to. These people are just coming in to play to me.
a little serenade, Friday morning serenade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Okay, you've chosen a couple of tracks. What are we starting with?
I'm gonna start with, well, so I'm just gonna explain myself a little, because I always need to do that. I decided to pick two songs from two bands that have been in my life for a really long time. I just solid gold classics for myself in my house. First song is Ease Your Feet Into the Sea by Belle and Sebastian. I don't remember a life without Belle and Sebastian, to be honest. It's been one of those bands that have always been there, but I figured it's a good representation of like just sort of the prettiness that I like to play in the start of my shows generally. Sometimes it changes depending on what band I've got in. But most of the time I like to start the first half of my show with a pretty whimsical sort of vibe to get everyone easing into their morning and their day.
I love the CD case. It's been loved to within an inch of its life.
Has it been stood on?
No, it actually just has travelled from Wales. So that's why, I got it. I actually got it from this record store in Wales called Spillers Records, and it is the oldest record store in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that story behind
this.
That's
awesome.
Really, really cool.
Banged up CD case. Oh, that's okay. What a backstory. Let's have a listen to Belle and Sebastian, and we'll join you back here for a little chat.
Moment in time, troubles come and troubles go. The trouble that we used to know will stay with us till we get old, will stay with us till somebody decides to go. Decides to go. Soberly, without regret, I make a sandwich and I fill my face. I know that things have got to you, but what can I do? Suddenly, without a warning, on a pale blue morning, you decide your time is wearing thin. A conscious choice to let yourself go dangling, hovering. It's an emergency. There's no more.
Love Belle and Sebastian, eh? They're so twee.
So classic. Oh,
yeah.
They can fit so many vibes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of vibes, run us through your sort of go-tos for the show, because I hear a lot of stuff on your show. I feel like you've got a nice breadth of sound.
I do like to play. I do love to play a lot of different stuff. I think a go-to is generally trying to fit the way I go about it is I look at the weather and I try and fit the vibe of the weather and just like feel about how everyone may be picking up on that throughout their day emotion-wise, and try and fit to that sort of energy. And then the other, what probably like versatizes it. I don't know if that's a word.
Diversifies,
yeah.
I like versatize.
That would be because I love to listen to the bands, the fancy new bands that are going to come in that day, and I listen to them beforehand and try and pick a couple songs that will ease into that, and that really gives a bit of a difference every show. It also helps everyone who's listening kind of be like, ah, la, 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 and then suddenly, oh, we're listening to metal, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's not a nice thing to have happen.
Sometimes it's got to happen, though.
Sometimes it just does.
We love a hard cut up here at 95 BFM. I feel like I've met both your parents, and they always gush about how they exposed you to so many different kinds of music. So much live music. I had a really good chat with your mum at the Christmas party. And we were basically just gushing about how amazing it is that you've carried that and also built your own taste around it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky that I've grown up with parents with such good music taste as well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, see them out there, I'm like, yo, who are your parents?
Yeah, and I mean, just the people they surround themselves with is just all creatives, and I'm constantly learning and constantly hearing new stuff. That's definitely what has fed into my taste for it and my drive to find good tunes. Yes.
I loved your was it Christmas Day Drive with your parents?
Oh yes, that it was Boxing Day.
Boxing Day Drive.
Boxing Day.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was really fun. Because they have moved up north now, and it was like a bit of like a goodbye. And I was like, little family activity. We drank some eggnog up here, and I did not really like it, to be honest.
Yeah,
my first time trying it.
Rank, eh?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
With ice, it got lumpy.
Oh, and I was like, no,
yeah,
no.
No bueno. Oh, okay. Now that I'm
eggnog.
We've got one more track. I know that Friday is still a wee while away, but do you have thoughts or feelings about what you might play this week on the show?
Yeah, well, I believe we've got Proza coming in this week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bit of like punk, touches of garage and stuff. And so I was thinking of playing a bit of like maybe a bit of Cavemen and the GTs.
Sounds like it's
changing up
a mean
the vibe
show.
A little to a bit more guitar tone. I like to do a half and half sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like guitar music?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Speaking of, we've got some.
Elastica?
Yeah, so Elastica is like one of my favorite bands. When I read Dave Grohl's book once, and he was like, the music you listen to when you're 13 really sticks with you, and this was definitely that. I got so obsessed with Britpop when I was like 13, and it just hasn't left, and I don't think it will. Elastica is one of those bands, like, just so good. The song is called Soft, but it's got dots in between each letter.
Nice. Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much to our bosom selector of today, Huia from Friday Morning Glory.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
I'm so happy to be here.
Everyone tune in to BFM Fridays 10 to 12 to catch Huia's show.
Yes.
Or anytime you like via the BCasts.
And if you want to speed run your knowledge of local music, just Who Knows Fancy New Band podcast back to back to back to back.
That's one. Oh, I should also give a huge shout out to the wonderful sponsors
NZ On Air and the Tuning Fork.
NZ On Air for Fancy New Band and the Tuning Fork for Morning Glory.
Yes.
Couldn't do it without them.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Huia.
Thank you. So
was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.